It's interesting that when it comes to the parsha where we discuss Kabbalah Satorah, one would think that the name of the parsha should be Parsha Satorah, Parsha Sakabbalah, something of that nature. And yet we know that it comes in Parshas Yisro. So what is it that Yisro was given the name of this parsha? And of course, many of us know that a lot of times the parsha is just named for the first few words. So it says Vayishma Yisro, so it's called Parshas Yisro, but it has to be something a little bit deeper than that. And also, if you think about it, there pretty much are just two primary focuses in this week's Parsha, which is just the story about Yisro coming to Bnei Israel, and the story of Kabbalah Satorah. It's not like other Parshas, where even though a Parsha is given a name, there could be 50 other things related in that Parsha. Here, these are pretty much the only two things. So what's the connection between Yisro and Kabbalah Satorah, and why the Parsha is specifically called Parshas Yisro? In shuls across the world this Shabbos, many, if not all, have the minhag to stand for the Aseres HaDibros. But it's actually not something that was necessarily widely accepted. And there's a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that says that Chazal actually used to incorporate the Aseres HaDibros into Tefillah outside the Beis HaMikdash. But this is something that they stopped doing because of something called Taromes Haminim. Because of something related to heretical views, that you know what they would say? If we give such chashivas to the Aseres HaDibros, wow, look what Hashem said to us, then it would potentially cause them to believe that if Hashem said this to us, that implies that He didn't say anything else to us. And then nothing else from the Torah is really from Hashem, and was just for man, it was just made up. And so because of that, the Rambam, in a tshuva, he says that we should not stand for the Aseres HaDibros. He says it's terrible to do so, because we're saying, oh, look, let's stand up for this. This is where Hashem spoke to us. But it also, for the same line of thought, it could imply that Hashem did it. Some might come to believe that Hashem didn't say anything else to us. And it could actually correlate with a loss of faith, the loss of emunah that people will have to potentially deny the divine origin of the Torah. And it's not just, of course, the Rambam is one of the biggest. And because of the Rambam, though, Rav Elyashu is very makpid. I heard from Rabbi Isaac Rice, who said that he saw with his own eyes that Rav Elyashu wouldn't have them read the Aseres HaDibros in shul unless everyone in that minyan was sitting. He was very makpid, not just that he was sitting, but he made sure that no one was standing for this reason. Rav Avadia Yosef says that we should be sitting. And he says that the only reason other Rishonim didn't say this is because no one knew of the Rambam. People didn't have this tshuva. And if they had it, they for sure would say, would agree with him that we should be sitting. And yet, we know that we stand. So what is it? So the Chida in his tshuvos Tov Ayin, in Simon Yud Aleph, he explains that the reason for this is in order for us to reenact Kabbalah Satorah. It's about taking the experience of Matan Torah and viewing it anew and reaffirming our commitment to the Torah. It's not the only time where we have this idea. In the Parsha, in Perek Yetet Pasuk Aleph, it says, "Bachosh Hashlishi Latzei Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai." It was in the third month of Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And on this day, Bayom Hazeh Ba'u Midbar Sinai, Rashi on the Pasuk says, Bayom hazeh, lo hayatzarch lechtov ella bayom hahu. It should have said bayom hahu on that day. What bayom hazeh on this day? Mahu bayom hazeh sheyu divrei Torah chadash malacha kilo hayom nitnu. That the words of the Torah, when it comes to us learning Torah, it should be viewed for us as if we just got it today. That every single day we're reaffirming our commitment, and it's mamish, like it's a new thing that we're seeing. And of course, whenever anyone has anything new, it's fresh, it's exciting. I remember when I got my car, I have a 2008 Nissan Sentra. I actually got it used. I got it in 2011, had about 11,000 miles on it. And I remember up until that time, I was driving a much older car. And I remember going to my garage and seeing the car for the first time. And it was a really exciting feeling for me. And it almost looked like a futuristic car compared to my car from the 90s I was driving prior to it. And I remember sitting down and feeling like the car is like a $1 million car. And that feeling, of course, it doesn't last forever. I remember hearing from Dr. Pelkovitz a similar story related to a car, where, and he says psychologically it lasts 2 weeks. That type of feeling, where the excitement, the freshness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to our Torah, it should be something where it's new and it should be fresh every day. And even though the Rambam and others say, you know what, we shouldn't stand for this Aseres HaDibros, so the Chida was the first to say we should. We have to, it should be a Kabbal Satorah for us. It should be something that we are reaffirming for ourselves, the newness, the freshness of this. And this gets back to the first question. Why is it called Parshas Yisro? So Yisro is the first convert. Yisro is the first ger to join Bnei Israel. And if you know of any gerim, a ger is someone who's excited about Torah and mitzvos. He's excited and feel that it's a calling for him or her from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to join the people. There's a calling from that person. And it's the only time where you could have someone in their 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s where they're literally, it's their first day being born when they convert. Right? And that person, when they learn Torah, that first time at 30, 40, 50, it's new to them. And it's exciting and it's fresh. And if you speak to people who are gerim, the enthusiasm they have for the mitzvos is remarkable. And that's the lesson. That's why Parshas Yisro and Matan Torah are the same parsha, and that's why it's called Parshas Yisro, to teach us that our Kabbalah every day should be like a Yisro. It should be like a ger, like that of a ger, the excitement, the freshness, the only time you could have someone who's 30 years old, where it's the freshness, the newness of the Torah. And we should be able to take that freshness and to keep it. And every single day, when we make a Birchas HaTorah, to say it be'ava, to say it with love, to be excited for it, to be excited to see the Torah, to learn the Torah, and every single day there's new ideas we're able to see from it. The Beis Halevi says on the Haggadah, when it says that the Torah, by the four sons, K'neged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, the Torah corresponds to these four sons. So the Beis Halevi explains that the words of the Torah are very unique. It's unlike any other subject. By every other subject, by, let's say, math, for example. So if you have, let's say, by the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, She'eno Yodeh Lashol, by math, if you have a second grader, so he, of course, is not learning the same math as an 11th grader. An 11th grader, someone who has some Chachma, is not learning math as someone who's in college or in grad school. Right? It's of course, it becomes much more primitive to look at a second grade or 11th grade math book when you're in college or grad school. And when it comes to Torah, it's mamish, it's the same Torah that every single person's learning, and it's just about seeing it on a different level. It's about going deeper and deeper into the words. You could have the biggest Talmid Chacham in the world, and he's still reading the words, Bereishis bara Elokim etzeh shamayim v'aretz. He, of course, sees it on a different way, and in a new dimension than the second grader, but it's mamish the same words, and you could go deeper and deeper. The same Torah is fresh to us, the same Torah is exciting, and we're able to take from it, and to be able to reaffirm our commitment to it on a daily basis. And that should be the bracha for this week, of course, to recognize this newness, this freshness, for us to be able to take this into our daily life, to every day be able to relive that experience.